Okay, let's revisit the idea of Kayach Hashtar and try to see how it relates to the Mishnah. What I'd like to do is to be misadda things a little better than yesterday. I'd like to first tell you the two Reb Chaims, two cases where Reb Chaim talks about Kayach Hashtar. Then Rabbi Chanan's rayas, I think there are four rayas Rabbi Chanan has to Reb Chaim's Yisayid. Maybe later raya makar or two of our own. And then we'll come back to Ksav Yadai, which is really the sugya that we're talking about and where we're headed. Where does Reb Chaim start with his idea of Kayach Hashtar? The Reb Chaim is found in two original places. One is in the Grach al Harambam, in Hilchos Eidos, Perikei Halacha Vav. And the other is in the Baruch Be'an Gittin, Simen Tes. Same aside, two totally different rayas or makairas for the aside. Again, the aside of Kayach Hashtar is that for some reason, I say for some reason because we're going to have a machlokes if it's daras or derabanan, but for some reason we give shtaris a presumption of kashrus. We start with a hanocha that the shtar is good, and we do it in a very extreme way, and that's the nekuda that Reb Chaim is coming to point out to us. I guess we can start from Reb Chaim's own handwriting, the Grach al Harambam, Perikei Halacha Vav. There's a discussion in the Rambam of the following nidoy. There's a halacha in Hilchos Eidos that nimsa echa nehan karav apostol eidusam b'teil, which means nothing to do with shtaris, which means you have two Eidim coming to Bezdin, not even two. If you have three or four Eidim coming to Bezdin, they all saw Kedushin, they all saw Reuven Kilshimin, they all saw Mammon, whatever they saw. Nimsa Echa Mehem Karav Apostle. If one of them, it turns out to be a Karav, or an Apostle for some reason, the entire Kat is Bokal. Even though there are, let's say, three Eidim, you take one away, you still have two Kasher Eidim. Still, there's a din of nimsa echa neyem karav apostle eidusim b'teil. So you'll ask me, so how is anybody married? In every chasana, you have two eidim, and you also have a relative that sees the kedushin. Usually, the father is looking, or the mother is looking, or the other relatives are looking at the kedushin. So how do you ever have something kosher if you hold Nimsecha Mi Karav Apostle? So it should be every kedushin is no good. The answer to that is, don't tell me that they make an announcement at the Chasan Kala on the Achid. Then you tell me if they don't make the announcement, it's possible. What's the answer? Gemara's answer. Anybody know? Ma Yasu Shnei Eidim the Ach Shero Becha Chargis HaNefesh. Whereas, what are you going to do if you have apostles seeing a murder together with two Eidim? So the Gemara says in Narkis that only if the Mechavin to say this together, they have to be a count. They have to be a group that plans to say this together. If three people come to say this together, one is a relative and two are not, and they're coming as one cat, there's a halacha of nimsa echame and karav apostle eidusim b'teil. If b'shas maisa somebody happened to see, that doesn't make him a that doesn't passel every single aid. Right? Every reitzeach, the reitzeach sees it and he's passel aidus. The nirtzach, the Gemara says, sees it. That doesn't matter. Nimsa Echame and Karav Apostle is only a din with a mechavin to say Eidus as one cat. There is a din of Nimsa Echame and Karav Apostle, the whole Eidus of the whole cat is bottle. Akan is a Gemara. It's a Gemara, Min Sefer and Karvei Pas. The Rambam, Hilchos Seiders, Perakei Halacha Vav, the Rambam is done what to do with a shtar. The Edom are not here. Somebody brings a shtar to Bez. There are three signatures. One of the three is a Karvei Pas. So the question is, what do we do if one of the three signatories on a shtar is a Karvei Pasul? Do we passel all of the Eidim? What's a shy? What's a shy one? Were they mechaven to be one cat or not? You know, sometimes somebody comes in, I have to sign a marriage license, I call over one person to sign, he goes down to eat lunch, and I call over someone else to sign. Now mechavim to be a cat. He signed. They didn't come to say this together. The question is, I don't know. I have a shtar. The shtar is in front of me. Now again, if there's two witnesses, there's kamat no nafkamina. Because if one is possible, you don't have two witnesses. Let's try if you have an eidecha to mechayv shvur. But we're talking about there are three witnesses in the shtar. There are three witnesses on the shtar. One is a Karav apostle. I don't know. Were they mechavin to say Eidus together or they weren't? So the Rambam says, call them in. Eidim are believed. Ask the Eidim if they were mechavin to say Eidus together or not. You ask them. We trust them. What happens if they're not here? What happens if you can't call them in? Because they could be dead already. They moved away. They're not here. What do you do? So the Lashon HaRambam Im Ein HaEidim Kayamim Hashtar Kasha. They're not here. I have three signatures. One is definitely a Karav Apostle. So the Rambam's Lashon is Im Ein HaEidim Kayamim Hashtar Kasha. Now listen to the language. De'efshir Shechosmu Haksherim. Maybe the Ksherim signed. V'hinichu Makayim L'gadai Al-Achsayim. And they left a line, let's say, the top line for someone older than them. You sign a signature in the order, shtar in the order of age. So they left an open space on top for someone to sign. U'ba zeh ha-karev ay-apostle v'chasam shaloi midaitam. And this Karev apostle signed without their knowledge. It says, why me boy, if the Karev apostle is the third signature, it's Pashat. It's Efshir, they signed, and the Karev apostle came later. But even if the Karev apostle is the first signature, and they signed afterwards, alright, maybe they signed, they went home, and they left Mokin for a third person to sign, and that third person they thought would be a Kasher. And the Karev apostle signed afterwards, not with them. I assume it's the same thing if it's in the middle. I didn't take a look. I assume it's the same. Yeah. So Rav Chaim says, what's this Lashon HaRambam? You ever heard such a thing? We're going to be Teveh Amamin. She'efshir, she'chasmak she'er, v'nichumakim l'god l'asim. She'efshir. The word she'efshir. What do you mean? You ever heard such a thing? I'm Teveh Amamin. Because maybe he has to pay. Efshir. That word efshir doesn't make sense. Because efshir, because maybe, that's a Yateveya Mamin, you come into Bez and a Shtar Mamin. Yateveya, it's got three signatures, one of them is a Karev Apostle, we're saying, oh, you can be Teveya anyway, efshir, it was done in a way that was good. Efshir. Efshir, it was done in a way that's no good. It's efshir this way, it's efshir that way. So Rav Chaim says, what does it mean, it's efshir? Because maybe it was done in a kosher way. So from this, Rav Chaim boys ois is his side. That when the Gemara says, Eidim achsum im mishtar, kemi shenechkuru eidusam bebezden, when the Gemara says that if you have Eidim on a shtar, the Eidim are considered to be kosher, kemi shenechkuru eidusam bebezden, it means, we give the Eidim a presumption of kashrus. It's a halacha that we're not playing the odds. We're not saying odds are, most witnesses are good. Nothing to do with that. It's an assumption, it's a din in shtaris, that there's an assumption the shtar is fine. There's an assumption the shtar is good. And the mela, we're mashur it because it's efshir, because it's possible that the shtar is good. We have a way to answer up an irregularity in the shtar. There's something the shtar shouldn't be there. We have a way to answer it that's good enough to be mashur shtaris. Well, that's a klal that whenever you have it's efshir levarer, we have to be mevar. It's efshir levarer bekal. You have to be mevar. We even check for traces, even though we have a chazaka at the right behemoth shares. If it's efshir levarer bekal, so we're mevar. Because then you don't have a shtar. If one is vadai kar of apostle, if you know them, mechan say this together. It depends if they're mechan and say this together. Then we have a din that the whole edus is bottle. Because there's a kasuv. Then the second kar of apostle, the whole edus is bottle. If they weren't mechan and say together, then it's kosher. Then we trust it too. That's a halach in Haggadah Seydus. There we have the live Edom. We asked them. Edom, I believe. The whole thing is entrusting them. So we asked them if they meant to say this together or not. Meshain came on a star. If the Edom are not here, so how are we going to do it? We have to work with the odds. I don't know if the odds are. I assume most Edom in the formal star did mean to say this together. But it doesn't matter. Because we assume the shtar is good, condition equity to some bedesmin, and it's kosher. Therefore, we should have just assumed that he was not a part. And then they didn't say it is together. You're right. In Svara, we shouldn't say it at all. In Svara, why should we say that they said it separately? If you told me it's a Svara, I wouldn't like it. Chaim's not saying that. Chaim is saying that there's a concept of Kaya Hashtar. And the idea of Kaya Hashtar is a necessity for the running of Dinei Mamonis in the world. You can't run a world, a business, anything that has to do with Mamonis, if you don't have an ability to have shtaris. Shtaris are a necessity. Now, as I told you yesterday, the Rambam holds the whole shtaris of Takana Darabanan. The others hold the Daraisa. Well, this Daraisa and Rabbanan are not the point. The point is that either the Torah or the Rabbanan gave Kayach to Shtaris, that there's an assumption it's good. As long as it's possible to touch it up, it's good. If you think this is a Chiddush, you haven't heard anything yet. Right? We're going to get to Rabbi Chanan's cases. And if you talk about the odds that it's good, we'll see in a minute. We'll see in a second. Anyway, this is the original Reb Chaim. That's really where I should have started yesterday. The original Reb Chaim is not complicated. It's not a lumdisha, it's a dreit akasha. It's a straight taich in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Epsher it's good. In fact, Reb Chaim, Epsher it's no good. Epsher Reb Chaim, yeah, it's Epsher good, Epsher no good. Beshtaris, we say, Eidem, Achsum, Bishtar, Kamish, Nechru, Eidusam, Bebezden, means we assume that Edom are good, whatever we need to do to assume they're good. It's only Nechru. It's true. The truth is, if the Edom are here and a shtar comes, we don't call in the Edom and ask them questions. We don't do Chakira. In this case, we do ask them. I guess there's a reyesa, and if we could, we'll mevar. Something wrong. If we could, we'll mevar it. It's taka true. By a regular shtar, the Shtar comes to Beis Din, even if the Edom live around the corner, etc., Levar Bakal, we don't call them in and ask them questions. So actually, the Shtar is stronger than that. Because Kamish Nechru. And over here, right? It's Kishmak. We're saying Kach Shtar should be so much, you shouldn't even have to ask them if they're Kayam. Okay. The question is a good question. It's just Mechazik to your side.
Making kulos to encourage business, you want?
We're working with something called a shtar that has to work a certain way. Just like two Edom. We all grow up, two Edom, they believe you kill people. Two Edom can lie also. Not hard to find two Edom to lie. Two Edom can lie. But there has to be a certain level of proof that we say Zehu. You have two Edom, three Edom, four Edom, you always get blind. So the Torah said two Edom, that's an absolute proof to kill people. Shtar is the same thing. Shtar is, in Maminus, has a certain kayach. Maybe getting kedushin too, as a shtar raya. Besides that, the poyel getting a kedushin, but they're also a shtar raya with two Edom. The kayach hashtar, just like by two Edom, you're going to tell me two Edom could lie. It's true, but we pass not yishtay Edom. The same thing. Shtar is a kayach that is accepted in Beis Din. I'm trying to rationalize it by explaining that the world can't work without it. It's efshe for the Bria to function without shtaris. Nobody can be in business without shtaris. You can't buy a house without shtaris. You have to have something to show. So I'm explaining it, whether you want my expression or not. The fact is that Reb Chaim is telling us, and we're going to see, it's Mukherch, it's not Reb Chaim's Achidish. And Reb Chaim puts it into words for us, but once we hear it, it's going to be all over the place. It's going to be all over Shas, the idea of Kayach Hashtar.
What gave it
to Kayach? So that's where we're heading. Once we understand Kayach Hashtar, we're heading to the question whether Kosev B'Ksav Yodai gets Kayach Hashtar as well. And that's where this whole discussion is going. We're going to head to, once we establish a concept of Kayach Hashtar, we're going to move to Ksav Yodai and discuss whether Ksav Yodai also has such an assumption of Kayach Hashtar or not. Anyway, that's Reb Chaim number one. The second Reb Chaim is, as I said, a Reb Baruch Baron Gittin. The Gemara says in a number of places that Kiyum Shtar is the Rabbana. It's Machlaikis. But there's a Mandi Amar, a Tana, and many Amayraim, hold Kiyum Shtar is the Rabbana. What does Kiyum Shtar is the Rabbana mean? It means, Min HaTorah, I bring in a Shtar, it's believed. If you say the signatures are forged, so I have to be Mekayim it. That's the din. Allah, everyone agrees. I walk into Beis Din, we assume the shtar is good. The Nifa says, Mizuyif. So I have to be the Kayim the shtar. Is that Chiyuv, the Chiyuv Dairais, the Chiyuv Darabana? So the Madiyama says, Kiyim Shtar is the Rabbana, and holds that, Minatayri, you don't have to, even if he says Mizuyif, you don't have to be a Mekayim. Why not? So Rashi says, in Gittin and Daf Gimel, because Loi Chotzef Inish Lizuyufe. I told you yesterday. People are reluctant to forge. People are much quicker to lie than to forge shtaris. A lie, you say the word, it's out, it's gone. A shtar, it's in front of you. People are loichotzef inish l'ziyufe. The kasha on Rashi is that loichotzef inish l'ziyufe is an umdana. That the shtar is kosher. It's not Edim. We're saying that a shtar that has signatures has a kayach of shtay Edim. A shtar that has two signatures, it's not an umdina. It's not an umdina. An umdina is metam raiv, and the mammon we not tevei mammon api raiv. Not all umdinas are raiv. But anyway, an umdina is an umdina. It's an assumption. If two live Edom were contradicting an Umdina, we follow the Edom. A shtar is not an Umdina, it's Edis. So, Frechter Baruch Baron, how does it work that minat Torah. You don't have to be mekayim mishtar. That idea of lechatzavish l'ziyufei is no more than an umdina. It doesn't create Eden. Of course, after Rav Baruch Ber, that once you say lechatzavish l'ziyufei, you have a shtar. You have a shtar, which has a kayach shtar, brings b'shem Rav Chaim, and it doesn't work out chazaka. The chazaka takes off the tide of mezuyif. But at the end of the day, you have a shtar. You end up with shtaris, and the shtaris are assumed to be kosher. So this is where Rav Baruch Ber brings the Rav Chaim. I think he brings it in more than one place. This is the place I'm aware of. So there are two sources for Rav Chaim's idea: the Lashon HaRambam and the idea of kiyum shtaris being a drabbanan. Rabbi Chanan goes already into all kinds of interesting rayas to Rabbi Chaim's yisaid. Rabbi Chanan basically, as he was learning Shas, every time a case came up that was chiddush, he said, "Oh, kayach hashtar." So I was able to put together yesterday four cases in Rabbi Chanan. One of them, they're all in Bava Basra, but in different places. One is in the Rabbi Chanan in Bava Basra, is Tuf Reish Lamed Hay. And listen to the case. Rabbi Chanan is being a Rashbam. There's a case where a shtar was written on a certain date. It says in the shtar was written on Gimel Iyar. Gimel Iyar, Tuf Shinayah. So it comes into Bezdin. Bezdin makes a cheshbin. They say, 1 minute. Gimel Iyar was Shabbos. He said, "Am Hashem Shabbos." That could have been written after night. Let's say it says there was B'yayim. It's done in Bezdin. Bezdin's only B'yayim. It was done on the Yayim of Gimel Iyar. And Bezdin says it can't be they wrote it. There's a mistake in the date. Because Gimel Iyar came out to be Shabbos. So what happened? Two possibilities. Either they got the date wrong. They made a mistake. Right? So how could they have made the mistake? Either it was earlier and they wrote the later date, or it was late and they wrote an earlier date. What are the odds? What are the odds it was later? What are the odds it was earlier? Huh? What? Could have been the month wrong. Could have been the year wrong. Could have been the date wrong. But it could have been off earlier, could have been later. Obviously, they were sitting there. We soon made the makshem. They're not looking to cheat. But they made a mistake. I think it's 50-50. You can make mistakes one way, you can make mistakes the other way, no? It's a 50-50 chance. There's a very big difference. What's a din? Shtar mu'ocher, shtar mamon. The shtar mu'ocher is kosher. A post-dated shtar is kosher. If I borrow money from you today and I date it tomorrow, it's kosher. And no one loses from it. If you and I agree to post-date it, no problem. A predated shtar, a shtar mugdim, is possible. Why is a shtar mugdim possible? Because I could cheat lefuchis. So a shtar mugdim is possible. Shtar mocher is kosher. That's why by a chasna, when they date the ksuba, if it's an in-between time, some people wait. But if you write, and you don't know what to write, you always write the later one. The later one is always kosher. Shtar mocher is kosher. Shtar mugdim is possible. So this is the case. You have a shtar in Bezdin. It says it was written in the morning of Gimel Iyar. Gimel Iyar is Shabbos. What do we do? 50-50 chance. So after Rashbam, you assume that it's mocher and it's kosher. So you'll see where it's going, right? So Rabbi Chanan says a 50-50 chance, you might see mamon. On a Safek HaShakol, how can you be Maitzi Mamon? So, Rabbi Chanan, the assumption is that the shtar is kosher. We assume it's kosher. Shtarais, we assume to be kosher. Since Mo'ocher is kosher, and Mo'ocher is possible, you assume it's Mo'ocher. Even though it was a mistake, we know it was a mistake. When people make mistakes, they can make mistakes in either direction. Afal Pikein, we assume it's kasher. That's Rabbi Chanan number one. The second Rabbi Chanan is very similar. Also in Bava Basra, Rabbi Chanan is Tuf Kuf Tzadik. There, you have to look it up to believe me. He's talking a case where the Eidim on the Shtar were Chuzmu, they were Yomazim them. They were B'makom Pleini B'Yisayim, they were in a different place. So obviously, either the Shtar is Mezuyif, totally, or they made a mistake in the date. So Rabbi Chanan says, and again he brings a marker, I don't know the marker, that Talinan She'echru B'Kisvu. With Taylor, the Shtar is good, and it was written at a later date, and Rabbi Chanan's lashon there is that a Shtar, a few ayyadei Safik shal tzad rachayk, even at Safik, on a tzad rachayk, will not show it. He do a Muslim. What? If they wrote, well, here we don't know. Were the Edom liars? We know on that day that they sided in New York, they were actually in earlier is possible. A shtar that's predated is possible.
It's
Well, I know what you mean. When you say the word right date, it was written on a date, but it's not the same date as it says in the paper. Right? They wrote that he borrowed money, or he sold a house, but on the paper, they did it on a certain date, but then the paper is wrong, so on that date they were in a different city. So, with Taylor, we assume that they post-dated it. In other words, that it actually happened earlier and they post-dated it. Right? Actually happened earlier and they post-dated it. Third Rebbe Chanan. Do you know that you have Eidim Zayin Meshtaris? There's no Gemara that talks about Eidim Zayin Meshtaris, I don't think. If you know it was Mugdim. If you know, the only way you could have a Shtar Mugdim is if you know it was Mugdim. If you know the Shtar is Mugdim. How do you know it was Mugdim if you don't ask them? You're only going to know if it's volunteered. I don't know how the heck they volunteer. It's Chazal Magid, really. If they signed it on one day and they come and say it's Mugdim, it's Chazal Magid. I don't know.
Person paying to bring Eidos that it happened on the wrong day. The person doesn't want to pay. They bring Eidos to show that it was a Shtar Mugdim.
The person paying. The person paying to has no Nemanis. He's going to bring Raya that it was Shtar Mugdim. Or bring outside Eidos. Okay. For they themselves, it says, oh, well, you could have a case with the Malvis Maid that was Mugdim. He's an honest person. He says, look, you wrote the wrong date. I want to be Tavei. Third Rebbe Chanan. On. I think this is also in Bava Basra Tavkot Tzadik. It's a third case that the Gemara says that a shtar has a chazaka shenasa begadol. If there are edim on a shtar, Remeir holds that chazaka b'shtar shenasa begadol. Even if the malvatain is the ketanim or the lekuchas tain is the ketanim, shtar is the chazaka shenasa begadol. Rabbi Kivegar asks, what does it mean? Shtar is bechazaka shenasa begadol. That means it's a chazaka ketanim wouldn't sign a shtar. That's what it means, right? The chazaka only gedolim. Well, the fact that gedolim signed is not a chiddush. Chazaka shenasa shtar benasa begadol means it's a chazaka ketanim don't sign shtars. Question is, how? For Rabbi Kivegar, how can you have a chazaka ketanim? You know what ketanim do? Who says what ketanim do? Make it tasty. Maybe ketanim do sign. If you have a chazaka, the ketanim wouldn't sign shtaris. I would think the answer, What would you answer to that question?
They don't know what to sign.
Huh?
They don't know what to
sign. Yeah, they wouldn't be invited to sign it. No, that's what I would think the answer. But Rabbi Hanan says, it's a baita din in the shtar. It's a din in the shtar that you assume they're gedolim. It's not because of a logic that Ketan wouldn't sign. It's all part of the presumption of credibility. Not only credibility. Credibility means they're not lying. But presumption of kashrus to shtaris. Oh, so that's what I would taki answer. But that's not what Rabbi Hanan is saying. I think I would have answered, maybe those who are doing it, I assume somebody would answer, that the chazak is not that the ketana wouldn't sign, the chazak is that nobody would invite them to sign. Now, kaponim, this is
the
third Rabbi Hanan. What? Could be, but then it's not Rabbi Chaim Zisai. If that's the reason, then it's a logical reason. Rabbi Chaim Zisai has nothing to do with logical, because he's saying even if it's 50-50. Right, the last, I told you, the two Rabbi Chaims, three Rabbi Chanans, this last Rabbi Chanan tops everything. Yeah, listen to it carefully, because this is, the whole Rabbi Chanan is much more, I don't know which word to use, it's like an outrageous thing that Rabbi Chanan ends up saying. Chiddush Atzam, listen to it. Rabbi Chanan brings a Rashba. The Rashba I mentioned to you yesterday, again, the case, this last Rabbi Chanan is Vaitim Bava Basu, it's like Kuf Pei Aleph. Cheskes Abad. So the case is the following. Yetshuvas HaRashba, Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. I said it yesterday, but I want to hear what Rabbi Chanan says. A shtar was written that Reuven gave a matana to four daughters. Shtar was written that said Edus, that Reuven gave a matana, he gave him a chalip, and whatever he did. The Edom saying Edus, that Reuven gave a matana to his four daughters. Good. Now again, it didn't say the word four. It said the benoisav. That Reuven gave $100 each to the benoisav, to all of his daughters. We find out that one of the Edim is a brother-in-law to one daughter. That was the Ma'aseh in the Rashba. One of the Edim is married to this daughter's sister. A brother-in-law to the daughter. Zakta Rashba. We assume that the Kaisev Ashtar meant the other three daughters and not that daughter. Which itself is a Chiddush Atzam. Says L'Benoisav. We assume we have a choice. We could passel the whole shtar. He's a karev. If you're a karev to one of the people who benefit, or not allowed to have to benefit, any baldover in the shtar, the whole shtar, rip it up. He's a karev. So the Rashi says, no, you don't rip it up. We assume the giver meant to give it to the other three daughters. How can we assume such a thing? It doesn't say it. Okay, hashtar. If we have an ability to teach a shtar, it's kosher, we teach it's kosher. No, is that a chiddush? No? You don't look excited. If you said this over to Balabatim, who cared? Most Balabatim don't care. If you said it over to someone who cared, imagine it happened. Someone's money. The sons want a yarshin. They think they're getting Yerusha. They walk in with a shtar. It says the father gave, not $100. No one gets excited over $100. The father gave $1 million to each of his daughters. And they're upset. They look at the shtar and they start laughing. One of the eight is a brother-in-law. I want to rip up the shtar. Bezin says, not Bezin, the Rashba Paskin. It's a Truman. The Rashba Paskin, that daughter doesn't get $1 million. The other three daughters do. Well, at least the brothers gain $1 million, right? And that's the Pesach of the Rashba. The Kayach HaShtar is that it's good. So that itself is enough of a chiddush. You try to sell this, it's hard to sell it to people. But listen to Rabbi Chanan Chakira. He brings the Rashba, he says it's a raya. Rabbi Chanan declares the following meaning. What happens if the next day we would find out that the kedushin of this brother-in-law to the sister was a kedushin tos? In other words, a man died on Sunday. They brought the shtar to Bezdin on Monday, and Bezdin said, okay, it's not all four daughters, it's three daughters. The next day, on Tuesday, we found out that this aid is not really a relative to one of the daughters. This aid, who was a Kedushi Tos, is not really a relative at all. So Mechanan declares, maybe we go back now and say, okay, now you do get your $1 million. Now the fourth daughter, now it's a kosher aid to the fourth daughter. So now maybe we do give it to the fourth daughter. Why should we give it to the fourth daughter? Well, the only reason we didn't give it yesterday is because this person was a Karev. There's a Goy Milsa a day later, and that's Kedushin Tos, so I have no reason to say they excluded his daughter, so we'll throw the daughter back in. Now she gets it. What's wrong with that? They thought he's a Karev, and we're saying in Umdana that we're like a sign for his Karev. He thought, at the time he signed it, he thought he was married, he thought it's a sister-in-law. If he thought it's a sister-in-law, so this daughter should be excluded. Even later we find out it's not a sister-in-law. So B'chana declares a Chakira, if Kayach Hashtar works, that matter to Mekartos, I'll go back and change the story. In other words, on Monday, when Bezin Paskin the story, it was better for the Shtar to say, we excluded this one, and we meant the other three. Facts changed on Tuesday. Bezin will reinterpret the Shtar, and say, no, now it's better for the Shtar to say all four. It's Mavel Arayin to say so. To me, it's a pebble. It's enough of a chiddush to exclude one, so you want to be machshir the Shtar. Later, you can go back to the same Shtar and reinterpret the Shtar to say it means all four. That's what Mechanan declared.
Well, when the Shtar was written, then the same person who wrote the Shtar, he thought that this rabbi was married to the.
Right.
So Masbid
thought that it's only for the three. Right. Yeah. It's also possible that he thought he'll fool us and we'll sign anyway and it meant all four. It's possible. Possible. The question is, do I reinterpret the possibilities? Yesterday I liked this possibility better, I picked it. Today I like that possibility better, I picked that.
Not possibly the three women.
What?
Yesterday.
Well, yesterday we said that he didn't mean to give a gift to all four, he only meant to give all three.
Right.
But today we're saying, oh no, he meant to give all four.
So you're not passing the three, just adding on an additional four. Fourth one.
But the fourth one yesterday I said was excluded. So yesterday was better for me to say it's excluded. And today it's better for me to say it's included. I once had a maisa with somebody who was married in Russia, came here and got married again without a get. So we spoke to the mother of this woman. She's the one that came with the problem. So we asked her, the first one she was married to was Jewish or Goyish? The first husband in Russia was a Jew or a Goy. And she doesn't know halacha. She assumed that the right answer is a Jew. She said, oh, of course he is. Of course it was Jewish. She said, the whole thing, she'll never marry a Goy. He said, if it's a Jew, it's a problem. So what'd she say? It was a guy. I was ashamed to tell you it was a guy, but it was a guy. Right? So I'm going to believe her. And this is exactly what Mechanan is saying. Yesterday we came to Besdin. Imagine, the brothers come, they bring the shtar, and say, throw a rip up the shtar. Say, okay, they only meant to give three daughters. So the brothers feel good, at least they got one daughter out of the picture. A day later, to Mekatos, we come to Bez, we say, no, it meant all four daughters. No, it meant all four. Yesterday it meant three, today it meant four. Clear.
Isn't the brother-in-law a Karev?
The brother-in-law is a Karev if he's married to this girl's sister.
Yes,
he's not a Karev to all of them. He's a sister only to one.
Huh?
That's what it was. Not a sister to all four. The brother is only a brother to one of them. He could have a half sister to only one of them. Yeah. A Karev only to one. It's true, the Amdin is they want, but then you shouldn't change it. Because since at the time he thought he's a Karev, okay. Zevi's saying that when he signed it that whatever Bezin says is the best way, that's the way I'm doing it. That's what he's saying. That's the Kavan in signing a Shtar.
We may have eight in the sense. He said all four daughters, but he wrote in the Nusach, he wrote my daughters.
If we have Eidim that he meant all four, then we have no suffer. I think so. If we have Eidim, we believe the Eidim.
Even though the Shtar says something else?
The Shtar just says daughters.
So the Shtar, by definition, the Shtar is telling us only three of them. Even though he
Look,
says
go back to the original Reb Chaim. The original Reb Chaim said, Nimsechem and Karvei Pasol. So we say they were Mechavim say this together. But if the Eidim come and say we were Mechavim, so we follow the Eidim.
That's the Aedis. That's the Aedis is the
Psalm
of the Aedis itself.
Over
here, it's sort of
Dharam Shabalek. Look, Kayach is very strong. It's stronger than Tu Aedim? I don't think so. Tu Aedim said Nezuyah.
Is Kayach telling us what he meant? What the
Machayed meant? The way Zevi is touching it up is what he meant. The way I understood it, and you have to look at Rabbi Chanan's Lashon, the way I understood it, is not that he meant something specific, and we're going on the side that that's what he meant. So it depends how Rabbi Chanan is saying. So you can figure out his lashon. Rabbi Chanan is very picky.
Why is the word that?
Because she has no proof she got a gift, because her brother-in-law signed the only evidence that she got a gift. Her brother-in-law's pasleidus. Kayach Hashtar can't be Mafshar, someone who we know is possible. If we know somebody's brother signed a Shtar, we don't say Kayach Hashtar. Because we know for sure a brother is possible to Eidus. So in order to be Mafshar the Shtar for the other three, we assume the signer meant only the other three, who he's not related to, and did not mean this one. And that he's authorized to sign. He's allowed to sign for three, he's not signed for four. I'll give you the signature. Yeah. As long as it's a possibility. What? The father meant. It's an interesting question. We go by what the father meant or what the Eidim meant? Well, the Eidim is still buying them to do what they want. You can't force the Eidim. Let the father say it's for a nobody. If the father say it. Look, if that's the case, the Kayach Hashtar will tell us that's what the father meant. No, they can't do more. They can do less. They can't do more. The truth is, even though it's possible the father meant, part of the umdinness of Kayach Hashtar is that anything that's possible, we teach in the best way for the Shtar. So we're going to teach it that the father didn't mean. We're going to teach whatever's Efsher, after all, outside Rachik, that's what we touch. The first time with Hashem at 3, the second time with Hashem at 4. That's Rabbi Chanan Safik. It's just, it's, you know, we're learning a Chiddush to stretch it. It's a tremendous stretch to say it. All right, that's Rabbi Chanan Safik. That's what's done. Okay, I could keep on going with Kayach Hashtar. We have six cases. There are more. There's the Ketzais I gave out yesterday on Ramad Aleph and Beis. We'll get to it, which also has to do with Kayach Hashtar. If anybody doesn't have copies, I made a few more copies, by the way. Pick it up on your way out. And however, we have to get back to our Mishnah, Ksav Yada. Our Shaila is, like Ksav Yada, what do we do with a shtar that walks into Bezdin, that's brought into Bezdin, with the ksav yad of the Baal Dovid? There are no Eidim on the shtar, and there's a ksav yad of Eidim on the shtar, and it's brought into Bezdin. Now, there are two types of ksav yadai. There's one that says, I owe you $100, that's signed, simas yadai. There's another type, which is ksav yadai. He didn't sign it, but he wrote it. He wrote, I owe Reuben $100. The Taptasis is mechalek between them. But the Shulchan Aruch and Simas Samach Tes is not. The Paskins is no difference. Ksav yadai, chasimis yadai, all the same. If you write an OOU and you don't sign it, also. It's the same thing. You do sign it, you don't sign it. It's the same. What's the mechalek? We're not going to talk about it today because it'll take us off on a tangent. We paskin ksav yadai is good in Bezdin. I bring in a paper signed by you. It's only $100. I'm Tevea. I'm only Tevea ben Echairin. Why am I only Tevea ben Echairin? Why can't I get Lekuchis? It's a shtar. Why can't I be Tevea Lekuchis? Let me start the other way. Why could I be Tevea Lekuchis normally with a shtar? Shtar Yeshlei Koyel. Sadiyad, there's no Koyel. There's nobody to talk about it. So I can't be Tevea Lekuchis. That's why Rashi brings Bava Basa Kovayin Aleph. Now the question is, do we do the same thing by Ksav Yadai? Are we going to do the same thing and say that by Ksav Yadai we will give Kayach Hashtar to such a star? Or Ksav Yadai is not a star. Ksav Yadai is something else. It's another Raya. It's an Umdinu. The Ktsais that I asked you to look up in Sivan Samach Tes of Katan Aleph brings a machlokes if Cheshinon Leknunya by Ksav Yadai. What is Cheshinon Leknunya? Cheshinon Leknunya means we're afraid there's trickery going on here. The Mokar of Cheshinon Leknunya is the Gemara that talks about, I think it's above Mitzian, above Basra. People who find a shtar that was lost in the street. Question is, do you return it to Leiva? Do you return it to the Malva? So the Gemara says, Cheshin Leknunya. We're afraid to return it to the Malva. Maybe it was really paid. And they want to go in one night from the Kluchas. Because the Gemara talks about Cheshin Leknunya. But that's a shtar that was lost, that has a reyes. A regular shtar, we're not Cheshish Leknunya, a regular shtar is. The Shach, it's in the Samach Tes of Karnav Vav, writes, by regular shtaris, not Cheshin Leknunya. In Shas, you only find Cheshin Leknunya by a star with a reyes that was lost. People don't lose shtaris unless it's paid. By a normal star, we're not Cheshin Leknunya. What about Ksav Yadai? So the Ktsais in Simen Samach Tes of Katan Aleph brings a machlaikis, the Rajba and the Maram Lublin. The Rajba holds Cheshin Leknunya, by Ksav Yadai, it doesn't mean we passel it. It means if it's neged to someone else, and there's a possibility of Knunya, however you'll imagine the case. We'll talk about how you could have a case, but again, I don't want to get sidetracked. The Rajba holds Cheshin Leknunya. The Maram Lublin says, no, we trust this man that's on the shtar. We trust this man that's on the shtar. The Ktsais makes a pshar. He brings the Ktsais in Gittin that we're not Chayshish L'Knunya, but Tfisa helps. If someone is Tfisa and he Tainis K'nunya, we believe. That's not the important Nekuda for now. What is the Machlaikis, the Maram Lublin in the Rajba? The Pashtus. Pashtus of the Machlaikis is that the Maram Lublin holds Ksav Yadai has a Kayach Hashtar. Now I'm not just saying this in an armchair. The Lashon of the Maram Lublin, and I have to be Maida, I didn't look it up, I'm only quoting the way it's quoted in the Ktsais. His Lashon is Ksav Yadai Havishtarhu L'chol HaDvarim. That's his Lashon. Ksav Yadai Shtarhu L'chol HaDvarim. It's a Shtar for everything. Ksav Yadai has a din of Shtar. It's also in the super category of Shtaris. And whatever you do for shtaris, you do for Ksav Yadai. Whatever you do for shtaris, you can do for Ksav Yadai. And just like by shtaris, when Nachoshish L'Knunya, almost is a reyes. By Ksav Yadai as well, with Nachoshish L'Knunya. The Rashba, who holds Cheshin L'Knunya, I think he brings a Maram Alshech, who says Cheshin L'Knunya, they obviously hold that the Ksav Yadai is, if you chel Cheshin L'Knunya, is not a star, it's a raya. Rayas, we have to prove rayas. We have to be chayshish. Any rayas brought to you, you have to be suspicious. Except a star. Is it a star? That appears to be this machlokes.
You don't have
what? Sorry.
You don't have
You don't have Eidim Aksum on Ashtar, Kamishnah Koritus and the Bezdin, and Aksav Yadai. Yim calls there, or Baal Dovah does Nichakirus. The Baal Dovah can say what he wants. He does Baal Din. Somebody comes to Bezdin, he does Baal Din. You don't start questioning him, Hakirus. If what? B'chav Lachrini, you mean? Yeah, it doesn't work B'chav Lachrini, and now we're saying that Nishtar, it will work. That's right. That's the whole case of Kanunyas, where it's Chav to. She sold the same log, and now she has to give it back. So my Rai is not a Rai in the Chidam. That's the Machlaikis. Those who hold that it's a raya hold you can't take from the kuchis. Those who hold it has a kayach ashtar hold that that we have this given, or the authorized drabbanon. We have a given that it's good. Now, really, it should be easy to figure out who's right, because since we said kayach ashtar, since kim shtaris is the drabbanon, then atari you not even the kayim. That's what Baruch Beth brings as the makar for. So we should really try to find the din. Like Ksav Yadai, does it need kiyum or doesn't it need kiyum? If it needs kiyum in Atayra, it's right, it's not a shtar. Right? The whole Rabarach that was, kiyum shtar is the Rabban and the chutz to finish Luziyufa. So that's where you get Kayach Ashtar from. So that's why he said Kayach Ashtar, you don't have to be do kiyum. So Chayr, we are sitting here, we want to see who's right, the Ramal Shukha the Rajba. We should try to find where in Shulchan Aruch it says if you need kiyum for Ksav Yadai. So I looked. The Shach in Simi Memvav, Sivkat and Yud, says that Ksav Yadai needs kiyum minatayr. It's not like Shtaris. Shtaris minatayr, you don't have to be Mekayim. Ksav Yadai you do. However, the Ktsais there, Sivkat and Hey, argues with the Shach, and he says that lechatzah finish l'ziufei, Ksav Yadai doesn't need kiyum. Lechatzah finish l'ziufei doesn't need kiyum. So it turns out that this din itself is unclear. The Chayrut should be told he's abizah. I would think if you hold that Ksav Yadai is a din shtar, so it doesn't need. If you hold Ksav Yadai is not a din shtar, so. Today I think we have a very mesudr dika concept, kayach ashtar, with the six cases I spoke about. The shayla ksav yadai, with the two cases. The case of ksav yadai, machlokes ma'amud lin and the Rashba, and machlokes tzeis of shayla. Now, there's one nekuda left, there are many nekudas, but shtar, in ksav yadai, there's a machlokes mechaber ramah, it's in the samach tes, siv beis. Machlokes Mechaber Ramah, it's interesting. Mechaber is a riff Russian Rambam. And the Ramah is a collection of other Rishayim, Mardukhai, Muki Yosef, Maki Mishnah. And there's a Machlokes there. So we're going to try as best we could to learn that Machlokes tomorrow. If I'm not mistaken, Reb Nachum, in his piece on our Din Ksav Yadai, in Gittin, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, was Ayin Tes, was it? Samach Tes, Ayin Tes. Samach Tes. There, he connects that Machlokes Rishayim to our Sugya. So, Mr. Shem, that's for tomorrow. After we finish discussing, these are two main topics in the Mishnah. Kiyum Dalet Amis, Ksav Yadai. Hopefully we'll finish the Mishnah.